Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. All right. Freedom Friday. And that is for real today. Really for real today. Amen and amen. I know we need to make sure that we keep each other in prayer and keep the conference that's going to be taking place today and tomorrow in prayer for all those individuals that are going through freedom and how God is going to move in a miraculous way in their lives, in the community, and in the church. So again, let's keep each other in prayer as Freedom Weekend is finally here. Again, we are in the book of Galatians chapter 5 this morning. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you. We thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we present to you, Father, all the participants, Father God, for the Freedom Conference, Lord God, all the workers, Father God, that are going to be there ministering, Father, from the altar team to intercessory team to hospitality, Father God, and all the different areas, Father God. We pray that you would just strengthen them, be with them, Father God. And I thank you for the victory, Father God, ahead of time. We pray that you will speak to us through your word this morning, Father. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, stretch if you need to. Okay, again, we are in Galatians chapter 5 this morning. Let us begin. It says, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testified again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law. If you have fallen, you have fallen from grace. 5. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly await for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or non-circumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. Verse 7, you run well. Who hinder you from obeying the truth? This the persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leaves the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been to liberty only. Do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, service one another. 14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite the devour one another, beware lest you consume by one another. 16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. and these are contrary one to another. So you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lawlessness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, and like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also have told you in time past, that those who practice such things would not inherit the kingdom of God. But in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desire. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. All right, all right, all right. That's a whole teaspoon there to swallow this morning, you know. But, you know, again, this particular book, the Galatians, was written by Paul, you know, and he wrote this book because he was trying to clarify some of the beliefs that the people were having. You know, because there were certain requirements that some of the leaders were putting upon the people. And Paul wanted to bring correction towards that. And because he starts off in verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. So we are free because of what Jesus Christ did. And it says, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Do not be entangled again. In John 8:32, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we are in Christ. Let us not allow other stuff to bond us down. Romans 6:18 says, and having been set free from sin, you have become slave of righteousness. Having been made set free from sin, because Christ, you know, pay the price. Man always has something to say, no matter where you're at in leadership or in different times. Man, you know, what men grow up with, what men understand, sometimes they believe that that's the gospel. Sometimes they believe that that's the way it is. I remember being young. If you didn't go to school, I mean, if you didn't go to church Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, and even Saturday, you were not being a good Christian, because you missed the service. I mean, it's in some churches were like that. And I hope they're not like that no more. But when I was growing up, they were all like that, that if you didn't go to church almost the whole entire week, you were not safe. You know, and if you miss a service, you get a phone call. You know, and that, as ridiculous as that may sound, but that's man-made beliefs, man-made doctrines. You know, because Christ came to set us free, not to bound us up. It talks about here about the yoke. A yoke is a wooden frame that is used to control movement. In the Bible, you know, the word yoke is talking about slavery. It's talking about servitude. You know, so it's talking about bound. They're being bound. In Acts 15:10, it says, now, therefore, why do you test God by putting on a yoke? By put on your neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor their fathers were able to bear. In other words, they're talking about the law. The law was something that no one could really fulfill. That's why Christ had to come. Christ fulfilled the law. Christ met the law, you know, so nobody could keep it, but yet sometimes we try to push it upon ourselves. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do that. You know, you're wrong because of this. And we have to leave that for the Lord, because the Lord has come to set us free. You know, and here it goes into more in verse 2. It says, indeed, I, Paul, will say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit. Not, and circumcision was part of the law, was part of the requirement. But, you know, it was a ritual that they did back then. But it says, but with Christ, you no longer have to do that. You no longer have to bound yourself by these beliefs. You no longer have to be tied down by this, because he goes, again in verse 3, he says, and I testify again that every man who becomes circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law. So if you're trying to fulfill the law by doing this sacrifice or by doing this or by doing that, you're saying that the grace that God has given us, the salvation that he has given us, it's not enough. I got to do something. I got to help God with this. And that's what the law was doing. So, we need to remember that Christ already paid to set us free, and we don't have to do none of that stuff. Yes, we need to serve. Come on now. And that's what we do. And especially this weekend, you guys are going to be serving all over the place. And, Friday tonight, all day Saturday and Sunday, so that's a sacrifice that you're doing. But you're doing that out of love, not out of obligation. It should never be out of obligation that your hands being twisted. But whatever we do, we should do it out of love. Any other thing besides that, we're not doing it the right way. In verse 4, it says, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to justify by the law, by trying to keep the old ways, trying to keep the old beliefs, but it's all by grace. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Okay, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's nothing that I did. Christ did it all. Christ did it all. And it is a gift of God, a gift for us. And in verse 9, it says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. In other words, if I'm busy doing church work, if I'm cleaning, I'm painting, I'm picking up people, I'm running all over the place, and I'm helping this person, helping that person, I could be doing all that, but that's not going to help me my salvation. My salvation comes from Jesus Christ. My belief in him. The works are good because faith without works is dead, but it's not my way to salvation. My salvation is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He has come to set me free, not to bound me up, with other stuff. And that's why, even here, they use the word estranged, and estranged is pretty much that it has been a change. Something happened in our relationship. So it's talking about the relationship with Jesus Christ. We cannot add to what he did for us. All we need to do is believe, accepted by faith, and that is all. That is all. In verse 5 it says, for we through the Spirit eagerly await for the hope of righteousness by faith. Our hope is in the Lord, not in what I'm about to do or not do, or what somebody else is telling me that I should do, but it's about the love of God. And our hope is in him. In Romans 8, 24 and 25, it says, for we are saved in this hope, but the hope that is seen is not hope. For why does anyone still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly await. So here, we're talking about that hope. So if we have hope, we pray and we wait, on the Lord. And sometimes in this hope, in this waiting, it feels like it takes forever. It feels like we don't receive an answer. And I get all that. But, Paul, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to trust God. We're going to hold on to our faith. We're going to hold on to his promises because, he already paid the price to set us free. And this is what's pretty much is telling us here. Do not bind yourself with any other stuff that's around us, but trust in the Lord. In verse 6, for in Christ Jesus, there's neither circumcision or uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. Faith working through love. Love is the key. Love is the key of this particular chapter that Paul is talking about, that we have to do everything in love, you know, and do not put that burden upon nobody. In Colossians 3:11, it says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, and it goes on, but Christ is all in all. But Christ, that's the bottom line. Christ, do whatever we're going to do in love, in love. Paul, you know, in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, you know, he's reminding them, you know, of who they are, because sometimes we need to be reminded that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. You know, we are special. But here, you know, Paul is reminding them. He says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, the labor of love, the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God the Father. In other words, he says, I remember you in what you're doing, in your work, in your faith, in your love, in your labor. You know, so, you know, all of that, you know, Paul says, remember that. Remember who you are. In James 1:22, he says, but be doers of the word and not only hearers of the word. So let's stand by the word. Let's stand by the promises of God. And let's not be bound up with extra stuff that God never intended for us to carry. And that's what, you know, some of the leaders back then, they needed this instruction. And sometimes we need that instruction, because people can come, they can tell us all kinds of things, do this and do that and do this and do that, you know, and sometimes, you know, we need just to be still and know that he is God and wait upon him and not be go all over the place because people are saying different things. In verse 13, he says, for you, brethren, talking to the believer, you have been called to liberty. See, freedom. Freedom, that's what we're celebrating this weekend. That's what we're preaching this weekend, freedom. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, you know, but through love, serve one another. You know, so don't, just because we are free doesn't give you the right to do whatever you want to do. We still have to make sure that we obey the law, the word of God, that we follow his instruction, you know, and that we don't take advantage of it. But that we love one another, that we serve one another. Again, they're using that word here, you know, that but through love, serve one another. Through love, serve one another. You know, so we have been called to be free, not to be bound up, you know, and to make sure that we keep this flesh that wants to do whatever under control. And we have that authority. We have that because he has given us to us. You know, in 1 Corinthians, he talks about this. It says in 1 Corinthians 8:9, and Paul is being warned again. But he says, but be aware lest somehow this liberty which you have been given becomes a stumbling block for those who are weak. In other words, you know, we allow, because we got the freedom. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. I'm free. I'm not bound by anything, you know. But then we can become so lax that we let the guard down. And when we leave the guard down, that means we're not following the word of the Lord. You know, we're looking at other things. It's taking priority in our life. But we need to remember that whatever we do, we have to do it in love. That is the key. Paul emphasizes that over and over again. You know, in 1 Corinthians 9:19, he says, for though I am free from all men, I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, to serve, that I might win more. In other words, to serve, to win souls, to serve, to help others. In Matthew 7:12, it says, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law of the prophet. In other words, whatever you want, you know, if you want people to love you, love them. Come on now. Hey, I love everybody. And if you guys know me, I'm a hugger, and I come and find you and I'm going to hug you, you know, because that's what I do. That's what I do, because, you know, in the word of God, it says to greet one another with a brotherly kiss. You know, that's affection, that's love. And I enjoy doing that. So that's just me doing it, you know, so therefore that's my way of practicing what I preach. You know, so I like to do that. I like to do that. So it says, you know, to do whatever we do, you know, we do it for the Lord. In verse 14, it says, For all the law is fulfilled in one word, for all the law. You know, so for those who are trying to practice the law, which they never can fulfill, you know, it says all of the law is fulfilled in one word, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor. Again, love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. In Matthew 22, 37 to 40, he says, and this was Jesus, he said to them, you shall love the Lord with all, you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Talking about love, to love the Lord. This is the first and great commandment. And 39, it says, and the second is like, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hey, you got to love yourself. I got to love me. I don't want to hurt me. I don't want to cause myself pain, you know? So love your neighbor as yourself, you know? And in verse 40, it says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, all the law is hang on this, to love the Lord and to love your neighbor, you know? And Paul, this has been emphasized again and again throughout this chapter, you know? So now it changes a little bit. Now it says to walk in the Spirit in verse 16. And I say this, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, to walk in the Spirit is to be guided by the Spirit. But you can only be guided by the Spirit if you are reading the Word of God, because the Word of God speaks to us. The Word of God instructs us. The Word of God shows us the way. The Word of God is there to help us, to motivate us, for our faith will grow. But if we don't read the Word of God, you know, we're not hearing from him. We're not hearing his word. We're not hearing his word. You know, so therefore we need to make sure that if we're going to walk by the Spirit, I need to get into the word, which this is what we do, you know, Monday to Friday, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning. But this is also what we should be doing on a daily basis all the time, getting into the word of God. In Romans 8, 1 and 2, it says, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And in verse 2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we have been set free. But we have to make sure that we stay connected, that we stay involved, that we stay in the Word of God. Because just as we are following the Lord, the enemy is not going to stand still. He's going to send things your way. He's going to try to disturb you. He's going to try to bring confusion and doubt and fear. He's going to try to bring sickness upon us. He's going to hit us left and right. He's going to make the checks bounce. He's going to make the mortgage be overdue. All this stuff is going to come about. But we have to understand that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And if the Lord is with us, who can be against us? And therefore, we have to make sure that we start speaking more of the word out. Every time we're getting hit, we got to speak the word out. We cannot say, I'm dying in all the stuff. Because sometimes we do that. Sometimes we lose focus and, you know, we're getting hit and we may say certain things which are not really lies. You know, you are feeling that way, but we have to be careful what we are confessing, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have to counteract what is happening and speak life and speak healing and speaking restoration and believing and trusting in the Lord. But if we don't have the word of God, what are we going to speak out? What are we going to say when we are getting hit? That's why it's so important, my friends, that we stay connected, that we stay in the word of God. In Romans 13, 14, it says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill lust. In other words, put on the word, put on the full armor of Christ every single day. Get ready for warfare every single day. Just like when we get out of bed, when we get out of bed, I don't look this good. Okay. I don't have hair, so my hair is not sticking up like this when I get up. You know what I mean? But I got to go. I got to wash my face. I got to brush my teeth, you know, use the laboratory. You know, I got to make myself a cup of coffee. We got to do this. We got to get dressed up. We go through all these motions, you know, to get ourselves ready. And if we go into work, then we get dressed and we put on the uniform. We do all that kind of stuff. And that's what I used to do in the military. You know, I go in one
celebrate recovery
a different way, you know, but I, you know, you got to put on the uniform. So therefore I was getting dressed, but we need to also dress spiritually. Dress spiritually when we read the word of God, when we trust the Lord, you know, we trust in him and he is going to make a way for us. He is going to help us. You know, Jesus said, you know, and this is in John 16, 33, these things that I have spoken to you, in me, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. See, it says in me, you know, you may have peace in the Lord, but in the world, you may have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus is saying, I already have overcome that. So therefore, if he already overcome it, that means I'm going to overcome it. Why? Because he already made a way. He already put a standard out there. He made a way, and therefore, I just need to walk in his steps. I just need to proclaim what he proclaimed, to declare what he has declared. You know, so we will have the victory. We will always have the victory. The devil is a liar, and all he can do is lie. You know, and he's always trying to bring us down. Therefore, we got to use the word of God against all the stuff that he's bringing up, you know, and that's how we maintain. In verse, you know, my time is, man, going quick. Verse 22, he says, for the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, yeah, fruit of the Spirit. I love this portion because just before this, they were talking about all the negative stuff. But I want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You know, so again, this is the fruit of the Spirit, and this is what we need to be sharing. We need to be sharing love. We need to be sharing joy. We need to be sharing peace and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness with one another. And above all, look, self-control. Don't get all worked out when things are happening. You know, we might, you know, I have learned that, yeah, when things happen, all right, get upset. You know, if you need to go to the other room and scream, go ahead and scream. All right. If you need to go use the bathroom, go use the bathroom. You know, go wash your face. Okay. And once you wash your face, you come back out again, you breathe in, it's okay, now focus. Now say, okay, this happened, but God. You know, this took place, but God. God is still in control. God is still faithful. God is still loving. God is still kind. God is still there with you. God has not left our side. Just because we may feel that the storms can become overwhelming, that doesn't mean that the Lord is not there. God is closer to us in the middle of all the chaos than ever before, because in the middle of all the chaos, he's watching over us. He's telling us, and he's sending his angels, and he says, you can do this. Come on. You can press on. You know, and the scripture talks about that the saints cheering us up. You know, so I can just see angels out there saying, come on, you can do this. Come on. Come on. Come on. Get it together. You're going to be okay. If you just hang on a little bit longer, you know, you're going to have the victory. Do not turn around now. Walk forward. Walk forward, forgetting what's behind and trust in the Lord. And that's what God tells us many times, to walk forward and remember who you are. Remember who you are. Because, you know, in Romans 6:6, it says, knowing that the old man was crucified, who I used to be is gone. Who I used to be is gone. That the body of sin, you know, might be done away with, for we shall no longer be slaves of sin, because he already paid the price. I used to be this, but now I am this. I am wonderfully made, you know, in the Lord. You know, so therefore, I got to speak life over myself. I got to speak life over the situation. And that's what we have, you know, to walk in the Spirit. You know, verse 25, says, if we live by the Spirit, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us also walk by the Spirit. We are free. You know, so we have to declare that, we have to speak that, and we have to remind ourselves, come on, we have to remind ourselves that what the Lord did for us is still there. It has not changed. Just because we messed up, okay, I got angry, I got upset, you know, this happened, I said the wrong things. Well, you know what, I have said the wrong things in the past, and I have apologized, and I have hunted the people down until I found them, and I say, look, I'm my bad. I'm sorry, you know, but let's press on. You know, let's press on. Let's move forward, you know, because why? Because we all make mistakes. And that's why, you know, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, walk in forgiveness, you know, walk in mercy, walk in grace, because that's what Christ did. That's what Christ did. He made us new. He made us new. That's why, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. We are all new in the Lord. You know, all things have passed away. All things have become new. All things have passed away. All things have become new. If you are walking today, you know, and maybe something has happened, it is just time to refocus. It is time to reset ourselves. This is what I call it. I call it a reset. Sometimes, you know, we mess up. I mess up. And I have to say, okay, Lord, you know, forgive me, Lord. Okay, here we go. You know, let me restart. Let me reset myself. Let me refocus myself and trust in the Lord. Because if I'm going to walk in the Spirit, I have to be honest. I have to be real with myself, and I have to be real with the Lord. And I have to say, Lord, I messed up. I missed the Lord. Forgive me. And he does. And he loves you. And that's why Paul here is telling them, you know, do not allow all of this stuff to bind you down, to hold you down, to hold, you know, to keep you prisoner. You have been called for liberty. You have been called to be free. And as we are celebrating, especially today, you know, this Freedom Conference and all those individuals that are going to be coming in, you know, and that the Lord is going to be setting them free. You know, let's continue to pray for them. Let's continue to pray for those that are working at the church, and even those who are working from distance, you know, and praying from their homes for these individuals, you know, that their victory is today. Their victory is going to be throughout this weekend, and God is going to set them free. And we, as a church, you know, as a church, we support this. As a church, we come together and we lift up one another, because that's what Fusion does. You know, we are called to serve. I have never used the word serve so much since I've been in Fusion. Never before in my whole vocabulary was I was overusing the word serve. Like, we got to serve. We got to serve here. We got to serve there. But, you know, this is what we have been called for. Christ came to serve. You know, he came to die. He came and he spread his arms and he died for you and I to pay the price, to serve the Father, the will of the Father. And he set us free. And today we are free. And today they are going to be free in this Freedom Conference. And again, my brothers and sisters, I pray you got something out of all of this information. It's so much information. I start reading the word, and God starts giving me this other verse. I could be making 20 pages easily, but I have to cut back. And then I got to speak fast, and you guys don't understand what I'm talking about because I speak so fast sometimes. But you know, I enjoy the word because the word becomes alive, you know, and there's so many nuggets in there that I keep finding that I say, like, oh my God, look at this word. Never noticed this here before. Look at that word, you know. And so God understands us, and God knows you, and he has come so that you can have freedom, that you can be free, that you can be free, that we can be free from sin. Yeah, sin is always going to be around us, but it doesn't have to be in us. You know, we can speak life. We can speak protection over ourselves. So again, be careful with what we say. Come on, be careful with what you say, you know, and speak life. That's one of my things that I always share with people. Speak life. If you don't have nothing good to say, say nothing. Zip it. Even though it hurts sometimes, you want to, but if I say, no, don't say it. Don't say it. It's not up to you. It's up to God. God will take care of that. But, you know, it's up to you to maintain, you know, and to walk in the Spirit. To walk in, and that's how we walk in the Spirit, you know, by surrendering it to the Lord and trusting Him, because He knows better than me. He knows better than me. I know a little bit. I know a little bit. I can help you a little bit. But you know what? If I try to walk on water, I normally go down, you know, so therefore I know my limitations, you know, but God is unlimited. God is unlimited. And He has control, and He's there. And He's there for you, and He's there for me. So again, let me close by again just emphasizing, you know, stay prayed up throughout this weekend. Pray for those who are going to be in the church. If you cannot be there, that's okay. Your prayer means a lot. Speaking those words leave your mouth, they will produce life. They'll produce deliverance. They'll produce hope. They'll produce mercy. They'll produce strength on whoever it is that you're praying for. You know, so again, just stay prayed up, you know, and the victory is already got. And don't forget to wear your t-shirts come Sunday, you know, whatever ministry you did it on. If you didn't do freedom this time around, but you did it last year, whatever t-shirt you have, put on a t-shirt. Let's celebrate freedom. Let's celebrate the freedom that Christ has paid for every single one of them and us, because we are free because of what He did. So we also have to make sure that we celebrate our freedom in Christ Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Be expecting 2025 is going to be a year of miraculous. Stay tuned and continue to speak life over yourself and your family. I love you. I love you. I love you. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for this time, for this word. Father, I thank you, Father, for all the lives that have heard. Father, I pray that you would just meet them where they're at, that you would just strengthen them, Lord God, that you, Holy Spirit, would just encourage them, Father, that greater is He that is in them than he that is in the world. Father, meet their needs, whatever they are, physically, mentally, Father God, financially, Father God, whatever it is, Father, that they need this morning, Father, I pray that you would just meet their needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you in advance, Father God, because the answer is already on its way, Father. The answer is already on its way. So we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen, amen. All right, all right, all right. Oh, and again, the Daniel fast is going to start. Oh, my goodness sakes. No café, no Bustelo for 3 weeks. Wow. But we could do it. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. We can press through all this, you know, and we're going to become stronger at the end. So let's get ready for what God is going to do in 2025. And I love you. God bless.